Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, July the 5th. And we're going to take a look at the card at Horseshoe Indianapolis, where it is Indiana Derby Day, and that is part of a late pick four. They also have an all-stakes pick five that starts in the eighth race that you could consider. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And Jim, it looks like this is a $1 pick four that will start in race 10 that we'll take a look at. So we're going to adapt our tickets to factor in the higher increment and changes the ability to go maybe as deep in some of these races.
Yeah, and there's some theory to the fact that you should do higher minimums. That's why we did a $3 turf pick three, because it prevents people from spreading so much. So what it winds up doing is it inflates the price when you do hit it. But it also goes the other way. You're not able to spread as much, so fewer people hit it. Don't know which I prefer, but they're doing the $1 pick four, so I guess we will adapt to what Indiana's doing that day.
All right. Well, here we go. Let's start in the 10th race with the Ellen's Lucky Star Handicap for Indiana Breds, three-year-old fillies on the turf at a mile. Who do you like?
Well, I like Hot Middles, the 12 horse. I don't like the post position because the turf course up at Indy is, it's in great shape. They haven't raced on it very much. I saw a picture of it yesterday that the inside part is pristine. It has not been touched. It's been rained out so much. So the course is good. I don't think it favors horses coming from outside from the 12 hole. But Hot Middles has won three in a row at Indiana. And I have to believe that she will take that form and adapt well to the turf course. She hasn't been on the turf before, but she's 4-for-8 lifetime, all at Indy. So I think Hot Middles should be the favorite here, but I can't single her because she hadn't been on turf and she's in the 12 hole. So I'm going to use Fat Chance on the inside, another horse trying the turf for the first time for Tim Eggleston with Mitchell Merle up. Much better post position, obviously, and she has positional speed, so she's going to probably go to the lead from that hole. Off pitch, the 4 horse is the logical horse for Brisset and Bermudez, coming off a very good effort in an optional $75,000 race on the turf at Indiana last time out. And then the other horse I'm using a long shot in here called Innisfree Lass, and it's another horse that has turf experience, and she actually won her last race at Indiana in a $43,000 allowance race, and she's won two in a row, got taken off the turf before. So got a couple with turf experience, got a couple of really good fillies that are in good form right now that I hope will adapt to the turf. So I'll use 4 horses in my pick four.
I'm going to lean heavily on that inside part of the track. I heard the GM on Steve Bick's radio show on Thursday morning talking about this, and they had a big day a few weeks ago where they got rained off the turf, and so that inside part of their turf course, they haven't used it, I don't think, for the whole meet. So it is going, I think being down in there is going to be a bit of an advantage, so it's going to make it tough, like you said, for the horses way outside. I like off pitch a lot. Big improvement in the turf debut. It's Rudolph Brisset, so a good barn. And I think I'm going to end up singling that horse into pick four to make my ticket work out financially how I want to go deeper in other legs. So I like off pitch a lot. Hoosier Promise, a little bit of a price. Big improvement in the stretch out in an off turf race. So I thought that one had a little interest in that one. Fat Chance has had steady improvement through only 3 starts, and the pedigree's there to handle more distance and turf. And then Sorry Not Sorry, the 2-3 starts, 1 win, 1 second on the turf. So those are the other ones I'd consider, but I'm going to single off pitch when we get to the pick 4. The 11th race is the Grade 3 Indiana Oaks for 3-year-old fillies at a mile and a 16th. I think Cleco and Heavenly Sunset are the two that interest me the most. They were 1-2 in an allowance race at Churchill on May 31st. I think, and Cleco was very impressive winning at Keeneland. I would take a slight edge to Cleco, the 2, over Heavenly Sunset, the 5. But Top has really blossomed in 3 starts at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and not that far behind on speed figures. So for a little bit of a price, I'm going to include that one as well. If this had been a 50-cent increment, I would have probably added the one horse just out of respect for the Will Walden barn, which is 24% with newcomers to their barn. Sturgeon Moon was fourth last fall to Good Cheer, wasn't beaten that badly. So I thought that one maybe had a little upside with the trainer change. But I'm going to go Clico, Heavenly Sunset, and Top, and those are my three with Clico the win pick. How about you?
Well, when I thought it was a 50-cent bet, I might use Clico and Heavenly Sunset, and I thought I'd be safe getting through this leg. I'm going to single Clico. I don't see any reason why that race at Churchill, neither one of them had any trouble. They were 1-2 all the way around. Heavenly Sunset got the lead, and Clico ran her down in the stretch and beat her by almost two lengths. And same distance, you know, different surface, obviously, but between those two, except for Brad Cox being a top trainer, Brendan Walsh is a great trainer, and I think I'm just going to take a stand here with Clico to keep my ticket affordable. Would not shock me if Heavenly Sunset won, but she beat her straight up last time out, and I really think they're the only two horses in the field that can win. So, singling Clico in the Indiana Oaks.
Grade 3 Indiana Derby is race 12. This is three-year-olds at a mile and a 16th. Nice group that has assembled. Chunk of Gold is going to scratch per post I saw on X from Marcus Hirsch of the Daily Racing Forum that they're going to point for other spots. Still a really well-matched group. How did you see the Indiana Derby?
I thought it was well-matched. And I think Chunk of Gold not getting out of there is makes it even more well-matched because I think he would have been one of the favorites in there. I went with Instant Replay for Brad Cox, the nine horse, coming out of the Louisiana Derby. Did not get enough points to get into the Derby, but after he got off the Derby trail, he's won two in a row. List his stakes at Oaklawn and at Lone Star. So he's kept his form. He's consistently 91, 92 buyer. Don't see any reason why he wouldn't bring that form to Indiana, and he's got four lifetime wins, which is more than anybody else except my second choice in here, and that's going to be Cole Battle. And Cole Battle is my second choice only because he's raced a lot of races this year and, without a break, and I can't believe that he ran the Matt Wynn on Big Day at Churchill and finished a length and a quarter behind East Avenue. Nothing wrong with that. I think that may have taken something out of him, though, so I'd be shocked if he repeated that here. And I just think Instant Replay might be a little more rested. The other horse I'm going to use is a late bloomer called Tip Top Thomas. Only has two races as a three-year-old, but his second race was a 93 buyer at Aqueduct at a mile and $100,000 optional race. Beat Sand Devil, Mimatoli, a couple horses that come back and run well. So this one might slip under the radar a little bit. And Johnny V comes in to ride at Indiana. So I think those three. Publisher would be my next one, but he threw in a clunker in the Derby. They've let him have a lot of rest since then. Don't know how he'll run off that layoff. I don't know that he'll be 100% cranked. And then Big Truzz for Brian Lynch. Ran okay in the Woody Stevens. Got beat by Patch Adams at Saratoga, but that would be my fifth one. I'm going to stick with those three, though, with Instant Replay being my very tepid choice.
I ended up taking Cole Battle. I know he ran very poorly in the Derby. I just draw a line through that. I know there was some talk that maybe he wasn't on top of his game that week and was regressing a little bit, going back a little bit. Whatever it was, he came back strong with his best ever buyer, a 95, in the Grade 3 Matt Wynn. And it was a close third to two Grade 1 winners, East Avenue and Burnham Square. He's 2 out of 3 at a mile and a 16th. He's had three works since that last race. And I think Cole Battle is primed to run very well, hopefully well enough to win. Got to use Instant Replay with two wins in a row. Big Truzz ought to improve with more ground with the pedigree that he has. And then Tip Top Thomas with a 93 in the second off the layoff for Pletcher, I think merits respect. And then Publisher would have been my other one, but I'm going to scratch him off because of that $1 increment on the ticket cost. I think he's probably more likely to run second or third than win. He's still a maiden. So I'm going to take Cole Battle with the win and go four deep on my pick four. And then the 13th race is on the turf at a mile on the 16th for maiden fillies and mares, 3 and up. I ended up wanting to go five deep in here. I didn't have a strong opinion. I took Elite Heat for Cox on top, the one, so that should jive well with how the turf course I think may play. and 2 seconds from three starts. Casso Hill for Will Walden, 19% with first-timers, 20% debuting over a mile. Delicately from Bill Mott, he is 0% with horses debuting over a mile, but it's Judd Mott, strong connections here, so I'm going to include Delicately. Don't Look Back, Contreras, second start over the track. And then Screaming Mimi, the 8, second or third three times in a row, so she seems to be in you know, consistent form. So I'm going to use those five on my pick four ticket with Elite Heat, the tepid choice on top. How about you?
I have exactly the same five. I would take Castle Hill's first-time starter. I think this is a good spot for a first-time starter if she's ready, and Will Walden spots him well at 19%, and his barn is going very well right now, 25% for 2025. So I'm going to take Castle Hill, a little bit of an upset here. I haven't been impressed with the experience of the other horses. Elite Heat would be my second choice for Brad Cox on the inside. Don't Look Back for Contreras. His 0-for-10 maiden, though, so I'm not fired up about her. Screaming Mimi is an 0-for-9 maiden. And they all run these 66, 67 buyers. And I think maybe that's why I picked Castle Hill on top, because maybe if she's good enough, if she's spotted her well, it's going to take a 70, 71, and maybe she's good enough to do that first time out. Or Delicately for Belmont, but you make a good point about the 0-for-44 debut at more than a mile. So it's not exactly his forte, but I think those five horses are the logical horses to finish up the pick four. That's the same five that I took.
So what does your pick four ticket look like?
I spent $60, 1-4-10-12, with 2, with 3-6-9, with 1-4-5-6-8, $60.
And I spent 60 as well, singling the 4 in the first leg with 2-4-5, with 3-6-7-9, with 1-4-5-6-8. One by three by four by five for a $60 ticket. Nice card up at Horseshoe Indianapolis for Indiana Derby Day. Good luck if you're playing there or up at Saratoga or somewhere else. We'll be back next week for another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.